This is episode 70, recorded August 31st, 2012. Peck and Pokes at the Vagina Mitologues.
You're on in 3, 2, 1.
This is Peck and Pokes at, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another fine edition of Peck and Pokes at. I am your immutable and unmutable and, yes, technically challenged again host, Packard Sonic. Joining me tonight is joining us from the far east coast, or no, I'm sorry, not the east coast, the far west coast out there in Earthquakeville is Medusa Rance.
I am shocked. Representing the west coast, happy to be here. Haven't slid off yet.
Yeah. And joining us down in near where the hurricane is going. No, not she's actually farther east of the hurricane, but she's experienced her own earthquakes out there. Is Crystal Sisso?
Hey guys, Crystal. I'm getting like a double echo here. So hello, hello.
Hello. This is seat of the pants podcasting. I think.
We all help each other along. We get there.
Yes, eventually. All right. Wow, it's another hot scorcher here in Wisconsin. It's at nearly 80 degrees out here again. So I am melting. So if I just disappear into a puddle at some point during the show, don't be alarmed. Someone's just going to throw a bucket of ice water on me and I'll reconstitute. You know, it's called, that's what's like living in a cartoon. Anyway, let's get into our first topic for tonight. Now, there is a exploit. If you're Macs, generally do not have exploits on them. Generally, however, now there is one that's it's for the new Java 7, out there. That's got an exploit that's supposed to be super dangerous for Macs. What's happening here is that there's a vulnerability that almost no Mac, even people like me, is immune to. It's called the flashback virus. It's said to be super dangerous for the Mac owners. As Metasploit Todd Bursley of told Computer World, the bug can be exploited through any browser, including Windows on browsers and Linux machines that has that Java installed. So if you're running Windows on your Mac machine, your computer can still be infected. So you're not insulated by running Windows inside your Mac. So the bug, it's not patched yet, and it can even be found in the latest operating system of Apple Mountain Lion and all the other ones too. So this one's called it's basically flashback again on this one. I think that's what it's called. So if you've got Java on your machine, you might want to disable it or just not use it until a patch can be resolved. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I'd like you, first of all, to explain what an exploit is.
It's kind of like going to your house. Like someone comes up to your house and says, "Hey, you want to buy some insulation?" And you know they're exploiting you,
like that Arkin commercial with the big cockroach.
Right, something like that. Yeah, that exactly. Right. They're just exploiting you. It's just another way to get into your system without having to, you know, to bypass everything without having you do it.
I was warned by this by my Mac guy, Dr. Hashimoto, told me not even to install Java 7 on my Windows computer.
Yeah.
So, and oddly enough, today, guess what popped up?
A Java update. I had the same thing on this Windows machine that I use that you're talking on right now, as a matter of fact.
And I denied it.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if that was the I don't know if that update that came out is a patch or not. So you might
I just don't feel comfortable yet. I want some more information.
No, I completely understand. And the thing is, it's also hitting Linux machines. So
that would be something Dan would be interested in.
Yeah,
that's
definitely,
for sure.
Definitely.
Definitely.
Crystal, your thoughts?
Scary, but then again, anything technology wise is scary to me anyway. I also got the update is blinking right here on my computer. That's just a scary thing.
Yeah.
I do not know that much about computers, but I denied that also.
They're magical boxes, you know.
Did you notice the article that the person that wrote the article, his photograph And he looks like he's every bit of maybe 15 or 16 years old. I just thought that was awesome. That was a really young person writing about that article.
Well, he's probably in his early 20s, I would imagine. That would be my guess, anyway.
Very smart. Yes. Generation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some of the stuff, they run circles around us, and I feel old now.
Many things.
Yes, do I.
I'm a technology guru guy, but hey, you know, there's this stuff cheap changes, like, you know, what time is it now, you know? That's how fast it changes. But that's it's something that if you have Java 7 or Java on your machine, you need to take care of that. Our next story here, now the pro WikiLeaks hacker Julian Assange is claiming that there's hackers of the claiming alliance, the anonymous movement of cyber rebels that have defaced the website of a former British cabinet ministry in solidarity with the WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. It's a way of protesting. I think there's better ways to do it than messing up someone's webpage, but it certainly is an attention getter. The website, apparently, the Assange's website basically outraged U.S. officials because he got a hold of information from a U.S. military person, and he put out all these cables talking about stuff that's hiding out in the back scenes that you wouldn't normally see or even know about. What's funny is, if the government puts this information out, then it's okay. But if somebody else does it, private citizen, then the government is all over you like white on rice. The guy is also trying to be extradited for a crime that he may or may not have committed. He's denying the charges. And I think it's just a pretense to try to get him to the United States so they can try him for leaking these articles. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, I have to say that I'm rather ignorant on this whole Assange affair, except for the sexual peccadilloes that he's accused of.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I'm most concerned about. I hear I get a little rash from Crystal there. Who are we letting loose here?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wants to prosecute him for having unsolicited sex with two women. Were they minors? Is this an ancillary issue?
No, the woman is claiming that she didn't quite consent. That's what she's claiming. She didn't quite. It wasn't quite rape, but she's saying she didn't quite consent to it. But they want to call it rape, so they want to use this as an excuse. It's like if you get pulled over by a police officer and you've got nothing wrong with your car, and he goes, "Oh, I've got I pulled you over for that busted taillight." And he goes, "What busted taillight?" And the police officer goes, "Whack! This busted taillight down here." You know, so they're using this as an excuse.
Ah, to get him out. I see.
Right.
Okay.
So now the guy's got a in that scenario, the guy's got a busted tail. He actually now has a busted taillight because the police officer's actually done it. But in this instance, we don't know for sure if he's actually raped this woman or not, because the whole story's gone mishmash all over the place.
And it's an ancillary issue. The real issue is the leaking of the documents.
Right.
And I'm all for information.
Yes.
That's just how I am.
Yeah. You know, what kind of sucks is if you've actually read or gone to the WikiLeaks site.
And I have.
And that's what I was going to say. If you've actually read any of these cables, you can't get a job with the government. They will block you. I'm not sure if they'll ask you if you've actually read the WikiLeaks arguments, documents at all. But if they find out that you have, they can actually block you from any government job that they want. So, I mean,
sure they could trace them back to my ISP.
They probably could. They probably could.
I'm all for Mr. Assange and free speech.
Mm-hmm. That's what we need in this country, is more free speech.
The taillight is his problem.
Yes. Sorry. Well, Crystal, your thoughts?
Gosh, I think it is a ruse also to get him back here, to get him tried. How I feel about the whole situation, that I'm kind of mixed on it. I'm all for open speech, and I do believe things need to be transparent. And at the same time, I do believe that he did put some military folks in some harm's way. So
yeah,
I don't
that's
believe,
a possibility.
You know, he's actually innocent. I'm on his side. The rape case and stuff, this sounds a whole lot fishy to me. I do believe maybe somebody's maybe getting a little side benefit paid to maybe throw some dirt.
Well, that's
and,
a possibility.
Just to try to get him back here to get tried. And that's really, well, I think about that.
Yeah. No, it's a definite possibility. That's what I think anyway. But, I mean, it's possible that they put some military service personnel in harm's way. I'm not really sure of that. I mean, from what I basically understand from these cables, is this is stuff that's already happened. This is not stuff that's currently going on. A lot of the documents had more sensitive data redacted from it. So, I if he had actually put anybody in danger, I really, I don't know if I highly doubt it or not, but I think the possibility is actually kind of low.
Right, I agree with you. I don't think that it was really a great big high thing, but that is one thing. And as much as I am for the transparency, I'm also for protecting our troops who do protect us. So it's a little touchy there. I still am on his side, though, very much so.
Yes, yeah, I understand that. I'm with this guy as far as wanting to get these documents out there, because I think the public needs to know. And in this age of computers and everything, keeping secrets is very difficult at best. Mm. All right, let's get into our next topic.
Politics.
Now, when Mitt Romney had his choice of personnel, he had decided to go with, another person who's just as nutty as he is, if not more to the right than he is, actually. What he basically is saying, and he is an arrogant asshole. He really is. He is saying that rape, just another method of contraception. No big deal. Just, rape. There was a Ty Atkins had said last week about, illegitimate rape. And he is telling, basically the same, Ryan here is telling, it's basically saying the same thing. It's not, rape is just another means of contraception. The guy is an arrogant prick, in my opinion. He says during an interview with the WJHL, he said that he asked about his view about Todd Atkins, who recently asserted women could not get pregnant from legitimate rape. He said, specifically where you stand when it comes to rape, and when it comes to the issue, should it be legal for a woman to get an abortion if she's raped? And that's what the guy asked him. He says, this is his comment. He says, quote, I'm very proud of my pro-life record, and I've always adopted the idea that the position that the method of contraception doesn't change the definition of life, Ryan explained. But let's remember, I'm joining the Romney-Ryan ticket, and the president makes policy. Okay, first of all, these people are not pro-life. They're pro-birth. Let's clear that up right now. I'm removing the word pro-life from my vocabulary. They're not pro-life. They're pro-birth. You know why they're pro-birth? Because after their child is born, they don't give two squats about it. Because they don't want the child to have access to medical care. They don't want the parents to have access to medical care. They don't want the child to have access to get food or anything else. After that, once the child is born, you're on your own. Go big out in the streets with everybody else. They're not pro-life. They're just pro-birth. They just want babies to be born, period. They don't care what happens to you after that. That's it. Nothing to it after that. And quite frankly, I think these people are slime. If you're just pro-birth and you don't care about anything after that, then you're pointless. And it's stupid. Adusa, your thoughts.
Well, I'm like a dog chomping at the bit right here. Once again, I've got another person with a penis trying to legislate my vagina.
Yeah.
And I don't like that at all. He's a master of doublespeak.
Yes, he
is. That's what gets me. I take specific umbrage with one thing he said, and I quote, "I've always adopted," funny choice of words there, mm-hmm. Yeah, since they don't adopt any unwanted children, "I've always adopted the idea that the position, that the method of conception doesn't change the definition of life."
Yeah.
That is doublespeak.
Yes, it is.
And I don't like to use this word. I hate that.
Yeah.
I hate that. I don't care if he defers to Mitt Romney. There's another article we're coming up on that I'm just foaming at the mouth to talk about, and I can't say anything right now. Darn your Hyde Packard. But
no problem.
This is the new world of women, and any woman that votes for this party's ticket is voting against women. Not only do they not care about the kids, they could care less about the mother, or he could care less
exactly.
about the mother. He doesn't care if she lives or dies,
right.
as long as the baby is born.
Right.
So you're making non-humans out of humans. You're nullifying the humanity of an infant, and you're nullifying the humanity of the woman who gives birth to that infant.
Yes, exactly.
I find that reprehensible and insulting.
Yes, I do too. There's I came across this political cartoon on Facebook the other day, and it said that there's this guy says he's holding a sign and says, you know, "I want government out of my life," or something like that. And then "I don't want government to take away my rights." And then there's a person next to her, is a woman holding a sign, and you're saying "freedom from my reproductive rights." But he says, "I want small government, but I want government to take away her rights. I don't want to take away mine, but her." And he's a GOP tag on him somewhere, basically. And that's basically what it is. Women that vote for GOP, personally, I think if you're voting for GOP this summer, this fall, you're an idiot. Seriously,
you're a traitor against women.
Yes, you are. You're a traitor against your own gender, and
that's
you're,
right.
you're the human race, as far as I'm concerned. Because
I would go along with that as well.
Yes, and it's these people are they're out to put
it's,
you
it's,
back
it's,
in the kitchen. They're out to 1 second, Modusa. They're out to put you in the kitchen and turn the clock back on your rights to 1950.
Oh, absolutely. And isn't that a great example to show our children in the 21st century?
Yes, absolutely.
To drag mommy back, barefoot and pregnant, and put her in the kitchen where she belongs.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Your mom, she doesn't belong out in the workforce. Screw that. She should be, you know, taking care of you, wiping your little nose, and wiping the snot off your nose, and going like this. To you.
Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah.
Not to mention the fact that it takes two wage earners to make it in this crappy economy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's exactly it. And it's sickening. It's really sickening. And this person is running for vice president of our country. If
he could become president if something happened to Mitt Romney.
Oh, I know.
It's what like, happens then?
Yeah, that's the next thing he said. Because he says, you know, because this is the Mitt, he goes, "This is the Romney, I'm joining the Romney-Ryan ticket." And the president makes a policy. It's like, does he not have a clue that if something happens to Romney, or if he's, you know, out of office for like Reagan had to go in for surgery. So Bush was actually president for a little while he was in the hospital. So if something happens to Romney, or Romney decides to, you know, go back to Colac or wherever he says he thinks his God is from, then he's going to be in charge. And then he's going to go so far off the edge to the right that he's going to drag the country right back into the toilet where we're instead of progressing.
Right back
us.
Into the 50s, like you said, where you think things
yep.
it belongs.
Exactly. And it's just disgusting. Crystal, your thoughts.
Wow. What can I add to what the two of you just said? It's exactly right. Exactly right. I do believe it's a double standard for women, because I don't think not only do they want to drag us back into the 50s, but we're still supposed to take care of the children, be barefoot pregnant, bear the children, mm-hmm. bear the pregnancy, and
good
also work a full-time job while you're at it.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of our women's lib people actually worked against us in some ways, because now we are, by a lot, especially on the right-wing side, expected to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as the reproductive stuff goes, no, they need to stay out of that period.
Absolutely.
I think abortion should be that right. It, whether you are raped or elsewise, it is not their business. That's
yeah.
a personal decision, and it's between the woman and that doctor.
That's right.
And they need to stay mm-hmm. out of that.
Yes,
period.
Absolutely. You know, and I've heard this statement before, this particular statement before, and I completely agree with it. If men were to give birth, or the ones to giving birth, there'd be an abortion clinic next to every bar in town.
which is true. And there again, it does, in a normal relationship, take two people to make that child. And it should take two people to care for that child.
Yeah.
And a lot of this is a war against women, folks. That is what it is.
Absolutely.
Plain and simple. And they can't take care or refuse to take care of the children that they won't let these women handle to begin with.
Right.
So it very much is a double standard. And to be real honest with you, it just makes me physically sick.
Yes.
To even think that we could go back in time and be further behind than we were before.
Yeah, and all these other nations that are moving forward in a lot of places like this are just going to leave us in the dust, and it's just going to make things worse. I like,
and
you
know, gawk at us like a car accident.
Yep, exactly. They're going to sit there and go and point and go, ooh, look at the drive-by, ooh.
Exactly. They think we're crazy.
Yeah, they probably think we're crazy already. I mean, it's just getting so bad. It's all tied to their religion and their religious views, and which are stupid to begin with. I like what Dawkins Dog says here in the chat room. He says, folks, the only way Paul Ryan will be vice president is if he kills Joe Biden and wears a skin for identity theft.
No.
Love it. That was precious.
He's wearing a Biden suit.
Like in Silence of the Lambs. I love it.
Yeah. yeah, it's... I don't want Paul Ryan to wear a Biden suit. No, absolutely not. All right, well, let's get into our next story here. For the most part, the Republicans are basically just trying to do whatever they can to get Obama out of office, because I've actually seen stories where a judge down in Florida said, not Florida, I'm down in Texas, said that if, and most likely he's a Republican as well, says that if President Obama gets into office again, there was going to be a civil war. That's not the story we're talking about here, unfortunately. But this is a former Republican. He's the only smart Republican I've seen so far. Well, I've seen a few other ones, but very few. He's a former Republican governor, Charlie Crist. He actually endorsed Obama. I couldn't believe that.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, he actually came to the one Republican who came to their senses. He says that as America prepares to pick our next, pick our president for the next 4 years, and as Florida prepares once again to play a decisive role, I'm confident that President Barack Obama is the right leader for our state and the nation. So on this, thumbs up, man. Thumbs up. And Crist has a scattered history of being a Republican in office there. And I think on this one, he's actually got it right. I mean, we need Republicans to actually stand. Unfortunately, because he's not active, it doesn't give him a whole lot of weight. But because he's, even though he's a former governor, he carries a little weight in that. And I think it's a good idea. And then there was another quote. He says the president's response was swift, smart, and far-sighted. I'm not sure who said this one.
I think you're right on that one, though.
Yeah, I think you are,
too. Am I right on that one? He actually said this? He's probably talking about the hurricane that happened down there, I think. He said the president's report was swift, and Farr said he kept his compass pointed due north and relentlessly focused on saving jobs, creating more, and helping many who felt trapped beneath the house of the cards that had been collapsed upon them. And the Republicans seemed, with except for him at this point, seemed to think that all the problems that we've had with our social and economic things, it was his fault. He's pulled us out of the drainage hole which the Republicans have left for us. And I'm just finally glad that somebody's actually seeing that Obama is not the one responsible for this. I'm sure, you know, if Eric was watching the show right now, he'd be going, "Oh, it's all Obama's fault. Really, it was his. Oh, here's all the data. No, it was his. No, oh." Medusa,
that's
your thoughts.
Me.
I gotta be mean to him a little bit. He's not here to defend himself, so I gotta be a little mean to him, just a little bit.
Itty bitty bit.
Medusa, go ahead.
Well, I've been chomping at the bit here. You made my day when you sent me that article. I just about jumped out of my chair. I do think Crist has some clout here, as he is the former governor of a very decisive state, Florida, that botched a couple of elections, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's correct. They screwed up the one with between Bush and Gore.
Yeah, they really botched that one.
Yes.
Yeah, and so for him to come forward and say that, if he were the former governor of Idaho, I don't think I would give a fig. But he's the former governor of Florida.
Yeah.
And he's parting with the GOP and coming out for the Democrats and supporting who we really should. No, you know what fascinates me about this entire electoral process?
What's that?
You see all sorts of presidents, past presidents, a few, out there stumping for Obama.
Mm-hmm.
What you don't see, who you don't see, is anybody calling Bush to speak out for them.
Yeah.
Because he's the one that created all the problems they're blaming Obama for.
Yep.
So, of course, they don't want to use Bush on their campaign trail.
Right.
He's got a dirty face.
Yep.
He's got mud all over him. So, of course, they're not going to use him. But I do. I'm very happy with what Mr. Chris came forward and said. I think it holds a lot of weight.
Right.
That's just one gal's opinion.
Right. Crystal, your thoughts?
This is really interesting to me because this fellow here, I do believe, too, carries a lot more weight than maybe we're giving him credit for. He was also the state's attorney general from, 2003 to 2007, which is a little step up there. And he's also, even though he's not on the far, far right-hand side, he still is in the conservative party, and he still does stand for gun rights and abortion control and movements to ban gay marriage. For him to say this, I think, was really brave of him.
Yes.
And I think he spoke the truth. And I believe the most important quote that I got out of this was from him. And he says, but an element of their party, speaking of the Tea Party,
right,
has pitched in so far to the extreme right on issues important to women, immigrants, seniors, and students that they've proven incapable of governing the people.
Yes.
And I thought that said it all right there.
Yes.
I know the interesting thing was whenever he had that photograph back in 2010 where he was hugging now President Obama. And they said that was probably what cost him the Florida state race there. Which is now ran by Marco Rubio. So, I don't know. I thought this guy's cool.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. In this instance, I can give a counter idea of the same. It's the same kind of thing that was going on with between the Democrats and the Republican Party. Where I forget the guy's name. He kind of looks like Droopy Dog. You know who I'm talking about. I can't remember his name. He also ran for president a couple times too. And he stumped for against Obama during the last election, and he was in there with the Republican Party when they had their convention out in Minnesota. But if you know who I'm talking about, I can't think of the guy's name off the top of my head. But yeah, it's just I'm glad that at least somebody's not in lockstep with the rest of them, and he's going to actually vote his conscience, and he says, "Hey, Obama is the right man for the job," and in this instance, it really is. All right, let's get into our next topic.
Give me the news.
This one is killer. Really, it's killer. A man was trying to do some kind of stunt, and he was wearing a military style ghillie suit, and was struck by two cars and was killed Sunday night. You know, that's kind of sad. But the thing is, he was trying to pull off he's trying to make people think that he was Sasquatch and trying to get people to call in Sasquatch sightings. The dispatcher received no calls of a monster sighting and just sent one for the emergency crews rushing to the scene. So the guy was kind of he was trying to do something stupid and he paid the price. I wouldn't say it's a Darwin Award, but I would say it's real damn close to a Darwin Award on this one. To go out looking like an animal, for one, is bad enough, but to go out do it near a road and then get hit by two cars, not one, but two cars, you're just asking for trouble. If you're going to do that, do what the other hoaxes have done. Do it out in the middle of nowhere. Get your buddy to walk out way far away. It's like, oh, look at that. I think it's a Sasquatch. And, you know, but to do it near a road, you got to be completely stupid. I'm sorry. I wish I could say I feel bad for the guy, but the guy did this. This was really stupid. He should not have been doing this. I think the sad part is the guy got struck by a car. It was driven by a 15-year-old girl, and then another car who was driven by a 17-year-old girl. So, you know, I'm not going to say anything bad about women drivers, although, you know, stay out the sidewalk. I'm just kidding. I have a teenager. Teenagers, it's not the fact that they were girls. It's just because they were teenagers. And
we're not teenagers.
No, you're not teenagers, no. But teenagers have a tendency...
I'm close.
Teenagers don't know how to handle a car just yet. I mean, they think they know everything, but they don't. And they're still, you know, learning how to master this, you know, 2,000-pound vehicle. So...
Give it to me.
Yeah, they should not have been... They should not have been... I don't blame them. I blame the guy. He was the idiot. Medusa, your thoughts?
He was standing in the middle of the flipping road.
Yeah.
That's what the highway patroller or the community defense. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty remote area, and I thought it was hilarious. I mean, he's trying to act like a monster in the middle of the street, and alcohol might have been involved, they said.
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah.
I mean,
it was that night.
Kudos to the girls that they didn't get themselves killed.
Oh, yeah.
Because one girl, the 15-year-old, did hit him. Mm-hmm. She could have flipped. That could have been the end of her.
Yeah, yeah.
Over a prank. And the 17-year-old ran over him and finished it. You know what? Last week, I was called a stupid effing idiot. Mm. They were talking about the wrong person. That's all I have to say.
Oh, okay. if you don't want to elaborate on that story, that's fine. It said there apparently another car came up and swerved at the last minute. It was basically, he almost got hit by three cars. So
right.
This guy was a fucking idiot, is what he was.
He deserved it.
Yes, he does. He did. And it was at nighttime. You don't stand out in the middle of the road at night. You know, that's why I drive around the state quite a bit. I see dead animals and things smashed all over the place. I mean, I've seen things that most people should not see if you want to keep your sanity. And quite frankly, the fact that I'm still sane, sure I am. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Maniacal laugh does not help.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, that's funny. It was funny. But still, you know, if you're doing this out on the road at night, you're just asking for trouble and to be asked to be nailed by a car because you can't see that far to begin with, and to just come up on something in the middle of the road.
He's so lucky. Commensurately, are you saying it's okay to do it in the daytime?
No, if it had been daytime, probably would have seen him, would have stopped. Probably would have stopped, he'd seen him, but, you know, if you're... The guy is lucky to get nailed by a semi. That would have been it for him. He would have been hamburger for sure. I've seen things that you do not want. I don't even think you want to hear.
You just used the word guy and nailed in the same sentence. You
know, the guy was nailed.
But I will not, because this is a family show.
Family show with a few swear words.
I've been good. I said flipping.
No, I'm talking about me. I took that clean tag away, I remember, a while back. So so don't worry about it too much. Crystal, your thoughts?
Well, let's just say I'm a nurse, so I have seen it all, too. I want to be on equal ground with you here about the gross stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This is really, I don't know, this is really sad, because I really do feel sorry for the two teenage girls. How traumatic is that going to be to them for the rest of their lives?
Yes.
For something that they had absolutely no control over. Have you ever seen a ghillie suit up close? It looks like a whole bunch of mildew and mold and fungus and does not resemble any sort of animal whatsoever. So,
no, it's just
alcohol
not.
Alcohol involved, I think, yeah, absolutely, if that's all it is. It's sad somebody had to lose their life. I am very thankful, considering there was three cars that were involved in this initially, that there were not more people injured or hurt. And I'm really sad for the girls.
Yes, I am too. It's just the fact that, you know, that they got... they're actually involved in this is sad in itself. So
we could have lost two bright young lives.
Yes,
exactly.
It's really sad. All right, let's get into our next story here, and this one here is it's kind of funny. The women out in Tangalese, they want the president of that country to basically be taken out of office, and to influence the guys of this, they say, you get to vote, you vote him out, or no nookie for you.
That happened 3,000-4,000 years ago in Greece. It was called Lesistrata.
Yeah, they're basically using sex as a weapon. And I was married. I know sex is a weapon for women.
Packard! There goes that maniacal laugh again.
We are so in trouble.
But it's absolutely true. I mean, from the guy's point of view, I think it's absolutely true. But and some women will admit to that. They say, you know, their gender as a weapon. I mean, basically, because they know the guys will go, I want some.
Are you saying that men always want it when a woman's horny?
No, I'm saying a man always wants it when man's horny. Men are horny like they think about sex on average about every 7 seconds.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it is. Men think about sex on average every 7 seconds. You know,
God.
My ex-wife would think about sex once every 3 months. So, little imbalance there, I think.
That's why she's ex.
That's why she's ex. That's right. But anyway, they're trying to force him to get these people to get him to force him to resign. So they're using to say, you're not going to get any sex from me unless you do what I want. And from what I understand, this guy is kind of a prick anyway, and he should be taken out and getting rid of anyhow. The country's only, as he's the president of, is only has 7 million people in it. I mean, you know, that's not a whole lot. I mean, compared to a lot of countries out there.
I'd like to rule 7 million people.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Wouldn't you?
No. It'd be just a nightmare because I'd be going, I'd be asking all kinds of questions. Like, I'm a curious guy. I'm asking you to drive me up there.
We don't talk to the masses.
Oh.
We order them around.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah. See, that's where I went wrong. I like talking to people, so I like asking questions and shit.
Okay, you'll be in my cabin.
Medusa, your thoughts.
Exactly. Power to the vagina. That's what I say. Go, girls. I read that article, and I've been chomping at the bit all night because the Greeks did do a very famous play, and I've done the play, and it's a lot of fun because you get to build a lot of phallic symbols to get the point across that the men are all boo-hooing because in Lysistrata, what the women are trying to get the men to stop doing is waging war and stay home.
Right.
So they say no sex until you stop making war. Well, it worked. And so something tells me that these gals just might have a chance.
Yeah. You know, the thing is here, though, one of the comments, one of the Antigone's women says that she fully supports the strike, but she does not know if she can carry it out for a full week. Which means, I mean, I think, in some of those cases.
Well, in Liberia, the women used sex there, a sex strike in 2003, to campaign for peace.
Yes.
So it's been used before.
Yes, so. Absolutely it has. I was going to say is that I was going to say that this woman here, because she says that she cannot, she's not sure if she can go a full week. I think in that instance, I think she's going, maybe she needs a little nookie too. So
yeah, I could go a week. I could go 3 months. Then I'd be your next deck.
Oh, no, that's not, I don't want to go that way.
I'm done. I want to marry you, Packard, so I can withhold sex from you for 3 months and divorce you.
Oh, that's all. That was wonderful. Just what I need. Back in the out of the fire, back into the fire, out of the fire.
Okay.
Crystal, your thoughts?
My thoughts are just that this is a war that is fought in almost every relationship at one time or another, and go, girls. It works. It works, absolutely. I thought it was actually a rather cute article.
Mm-hmm.
And go.
So many people are shouting that they want to go for a shorter period. Let's only go in for 2 days.
It has to be no negotiations, man. You have to just plant that foot down and
balls to the wall.
Yeah,
literally.
Go. Well, you know,
turn to face your balls to the wall and don't talk to me for 3 months.
You know, the thing is,
I said that.
You know,
can I get away with that?
Sure. You know, the thing is, though. I mean, just because I'm just guessing, unless all the women in the country did it, and 7 million, that's a lot of people. I think it's a possibility that, you know, if the guys are the ones that are married and they get these people that say they don't want to have sex, the guys are going to go, okay, you know, scamper away, go find the ones that will. So one way or the other, the guy's probably going to get it one way or the other, unless, you know, they're, you know, at least somewhat respectable to their relationship, and they don't. But there's always going to be the ones that are going to say, I got Jenny down the street, and I'm going to go over to her house. See, she likes to put out. So.
And then Jenny gets rich.
So yeah.
It's a win-win situation.
There you go. It's a win-win for everybody then.
Just don't talk. Don't ask. Don't tell.
That's right. Just don't ask. Don't tell. Uh-huh.
Lord. Loady. My goodness. I'm getting the vapors.
You sounded right southern there, Missy.
There you go. Oh, okay. Okay. Let's get into our next topic. Oh, yeah. Out in Utah, an NBC affiliate out there. Apparently, the affiliate is owned by, of all things, a Mormon church. Why does a church own a TV station? I mean, I don't think they should have access to that.
Public airwaves.
Yeah, the public airwaves. Well, I mean, I don't mind if they have access to public airwaves. I mean literally owning the airwaves in that instance. Because there was a show that was supposed to come on. It was called The New Normal. And it was about a gay couple. Nothing wrong with that. You know, there's been a lot of gay shows with gay people on it before. And a lot of shows put humor about gay people out on there. And I think that's perfectly fine. I mean, we can't laugh at ourselves. Who can we laugh at, you know, except for the GOP?
There's Modern Family, there's Glee, there's Grey's Anatomy.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and the only people we shouldn't be laughing at is the GOP. But the fact is that they blocked this show because of their religion. It is completely stupid. I really don't agree with what they did because I think that it's censorship. And this is just, if this is exactly the kind of thing that we try to warn people about is if religion gets this foothold in this country to do whatever it wants, then it will do exactly that. It will block things that we want to see or hear because they object to it and they don't want you to hear it. Not because it's offensive or anything, but they, in their little scattered little brains, they think it's offensive. It's not right. If you want to block something, you know, based on content, then you should have some kind of permission or whatever that necessary to make it that possible. But based on because your religion or religious belief, it is wrong. It should be wrong, and they should. I don't know if they've been fined or will be fined, but I hope they do. I hope they do because this is just blocking something. It's a TV show for people,
for all people,
for all people, for crying out loud. It's just a fucking TV show, really. Medusa, your thoughts.
Well, welcome to Romneyland, because this show was taken off the air by complaints from the viewers of the Utah area who didn't like what they saw in the advertisements of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to know what the world's going to be like if Romney and Ryan get elected, look at Utah. Mm-hmm. Look at what's going on with this show right here.
Right.
I mean, they have also, this is not the first show they've struck down. Over the years, they've struck down other shows they deemed inappropriate for their viewers, including Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
They struck that down. Last year, they declined to air the short-lived 60s period drama The Playboy Club, kind of like a Mad Men thing, but with cuter chicks. They decided not to broadcast an episode of the Tonight Show because the creators had made a stage act called Puppetry of the Penis. So
Puppetry of the Penis? Is that like the vagina monologue?
I think that's the answer to it. They fit together like a glove.
Sure.
But
you know, I was going to say that, you know, I was going to say that, you know, out in Utah, my show is probably banned too.
I guess they just don't have sex in Utah.
No, they have sex in Utah. They do. They like to have one man and multiple wives.
That seems commodious and difficult.
Yeah. But, you know,
I don't have my own pair to investigate it.
Yeah, no, I don't know what, maybe they have a special ritual that you have to turn around three times and stand on your head and then do a dance and then pray to whatever god that they believe in out there. And
spritz some holy water spray some holy water bed and you're good to go.
Yeah, and then it's, man, as George Carlin used to say, man on top, get it over with quick and then be done with it.
But I still have a fundamental problem with any religious organization having anything to say over what goes on the airwaves, mm-hmm. the public airwaves. They can have their own shows. They have their mega churches. I don't care. They have their own channels where they can say what they want. They have plenty of freedom of speech.
Oh, yeah.
They don't need to infringe on everybody else's.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that would be my major point.
Absolutely. I quite agree with that. Crystal, your thoughts?
I agree with that also. I mean, that's what the on and off button is for, and it should be... adults should be able to discern which channels that they want to watch and which channels they want their children to watch.
Right.
However, there are things even now, I think, that has just progressively gone age by age where there are things that are coming on earlier and earlier that even I am a little uncomfortable with or embarrassed about, and that is during some of the family time. But again, it is up to you to where you can turn that channel off or own. And I was really proud of NBC for defending the program, and they said that it makes a statement about the changing definition of a nuclear family.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a wonderful thing for them to do, and I'm very proud that they did that.
No, I understand. There's a lot of programming that's coming on. I think the fact is we're becoming more, as they say, more desensitized to it. I mean, we're being able to deal with it. You know, before too long, it was good. We're going to be if we can quell the religious nut jobs, people would be walking across the TV screen with women would be bare breasted in commercials, and you know, like they do that over in France. Women walking around like just barely holding on over their nipples because you know nipples are scary and everything. And you know the thing is, everybody has them. There isn't anybody on this planet that doesn't have a nipple. Some people have more. Some people have three. Okay. Some people have four. Some have it at the bottom of their foot.
You didn't need to know that.
No, we did. We covered that story a while back. There's a guy or a girl that has a nipple on the bottom of their foot. So,
is it lactate?
I don't think so, no. But, I mean, it's still a nipple, you know. But still.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. But it's just that nipples to the religious people are scary. Why? I don't know. Because it squirts something, you know. If it's something, if it comes out of your body and it squirts a liquid, they don't want to see it. It's just completely ridiculous. All right, let's get into our next story here. There's a guy named Barton, and he's going out there, and he's saying that the cops should have refused to arrest an Arizona pastor because he illegally built a church. No, it's David Barton, I'm sorry. They were discussing the case from an Arizona pastor, Michael Selman, who recently became a religious right cause, and because he supposedly became persecuted because he simply wanted to hold Bible study meetings in his home. So he basically built himself a little church, and he didn't have the proper permits, and the cops arrested him for that, as he should have been. If he went out, let's say he built a water park in his backyard, didn't have the proper permits, do you think he'd been arrested then? Oh, hell yeah, absolutely he would have. But because it's a church, oh, he should be exempt from the law? Really? Don't think so. Laws are made for a reason, because if you don't have the proper permits, so how does he know that when people walk into that building, that the floor is going to be structurally sound, and they're not going to go crashing into the basement, or just even if it's just, you know, several inches above the ground, and they're not going to crash through and get broken leg, broken foot, broken arms, broken bodies, whatever. Building codes are there for a reason. You don't build something without proper requirements. That's just all there is to it. That's why that's why they're there. Chris, Medusa, your thoughts?
The hubris of this man is monumental.
Yeah,
he's a liar. First of all, he said he just wanted to hold Bible studies,
mm-hmm.
where, in fact, as you said, he built an entire damn church.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he should have been arrested.
Yes.
And prosecuted for building codes. My dad wanted to build a shop in his backyard. He had to get the proper building codes. I'll tell you, if Mr. What's his name? Mm-hmm. Michael Salmon, Mr. Cause Celeb, if he had built a clubhouse for atheists without permits, they would have arrested him then.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, the religious, if, let's say he was an atheist, for example. Let's just go there for a minute. If he had been, he built an atheist club in his backyard and they came and arrested him, you know what the religious right would be saying? He got what he deserved. He should have been arrested. They should have thrown him in, not for 6 days. They should have put him in there for a year because he's an atheist and all this other crap. You know,
he's going to hell anyway.
He's going to hell anyway, so we're gonna let's make sure that he's in jail for as long as they possibly can because we don't want these atheists around. But because he's a religious nut job, oh, it should be just to give the poor guy a chance. Screw off.
I just want to talk to the little children.
Exactly. He should. The guy should screw off. Basically, he did the crime. He should do the time. Period. And I don't feel for this guy.
I don't feel for him at all. What if he's a pedophile?
I hope they did. If they dig something like that up, that would just be icing on the cake.
I mean, they just took Jerry Sandusky's brick out of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of pedophiles.
Yeah.
So, who knows who this guy is?
Yeah.
He needs to be vetted out before anybody sends their children to Bible study there. But apparently Christians have no sense of safety over their children's welfare, and they'll send them anywhere if it's a Bible study.
Oh, yeah. And I see. I had to take my daughter to Milwaukee the other day. Yesterday, as a matter of fact. This is Friday, obviously. By the time you see this, it'll be Sunday. But I took my daughter down on Thursday, and I had to stop and make a phone call. And we stopped literally right in front of a church because it was the only place to stop.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. And there was a sign. It said, bring your kids. You know, there'll be food, fun, games, prizes, whatever, blah, blah, blah. You know, ages 6 to 10. You know, and it's like, yeah, my daughter and I were talking. So I think there should be laws about churches advertising to drag children into their clutches like this.
At the perfect age, a pedophile would like to get their mitts on them.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's not that notwithstanding, but I mean, just the fact the indoctrination. I mean, they should not be. If a parent wants to take it to a church, you know, that's their right. That's fine. I have no problem with that. But I think they should give the child some time to absorb the fact that religion is what it is, you know, before they are indoctrinated into church. This way they can actually say, hey, you know, I don't think they can make their own choice. Exactly. Let them make their own choices. They're so afraid that religion is going to be disappeared or whatever that they have to drag them in while they're kids, you know. And if you have to drag your child into church, then there's clue one. Don't drag your child into church. But we're getting away from the topic here.
Well, I've raised two atheists and one Christian, so I did two things right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, no, I agree. It's just, well, you did something right there. That's exactly, I agree with you there.
Chris, I don't know what happened to Megan.
Hey, can't win them all. Krista, your thoughts.
Sorry, Megan. I love you, honey.
Well, I think their argument is that they need to remove the political leaders of that area, excuse me, because they making all these false claims, blah, 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 right of assembly, right of speech, right of religion, but you don't have the right to break the law.
Right.
And this guy, obviously, I'm not sure what his motive was. It could be solely for money.
You
know, collecting offerings, collecting donations, whatever. So I'm not really sure. There were really not a lot of detail in the article, and I've really not heard that much about it. But I want to say one thing about the churches and the kids, excuse me, advertising for children or whatever. And I do see that point, and I so understand what you guys are saying. But I've been involved in a lot of this in the churches. And a lot of times the churches are those places that the kids have to go and the only place that the children have to go. And let's just say, like, Bible schools during the summer, and that's one place I think you'll see the signs at.
Yeah.
There are so many children that guys just really don't have a mom or a dad or one that really gives a crap one way or the other, don't even know where these children are at, that the churches will feed or will take care of. I understand about the indoctrination. I do. And you guys know me. I don't judge.
Well, if they're going to get the only problem with that is if they're going to Bible camp or whatever, they have to have a permission slip from the parents. So unless the parents really just don't give two squirts and they say, yeah, I'll just slough them off on somebody else for a few weeks. Well, I go on vacation or, you know, go down to Vegas and, you know, get nailed. Then, so they, you know, or whatever. It's just using this as an excuse, really.
But it happens.
Oh, yeah, it happens. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying that's what it is.
And it also happens that at these places there are predatory people. And I would not leave my child there no matter how little money I had.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree with you. I'm exactly the same way, very much the mother hen, and would not have left my children either. But the sad part about
it is anybody,
there are kids that don't have anywhere else. And not all churches are evil. Not all Christians are evil.
I never said all churches. I know you do.
I think it would just be surprising that how many people do not care where their kids are.
Yeah,
there are other options, though, that are non-Christian where you can take your child now. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of people who are not religious, and they don't want to take their kids to some place like that. So there are alternatives out there that you can find that are non-denominational, that are not religious at all.
Right.
And I encourage people to seek those out.
Absolutely. I agree with you there that there are other alternatives. Bible camp, Bible church, whatever, church camp, whatever you want to call it. You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's lies camp, but anyway. Indoctrination 101, yeah! that's what they should be calling it. If there's other alternatives out there, pursue those. Do not just say, yeah, well, I want my kid to behave and listen to me, so I'm going to shove him in a room full of other people, screaming kids that don't want to be there either, and hear the word of the invisible deity that no one can prove exists. You know, there are other options. This is not.
But here's the problem, though. There's always local churches.
Well, yeah, you can't see a dead cat in any city without hitting a church.
That's my point, though. These other places that maybe are non-denominational or non-religious-backed, period, are not as accessible as every local church. And every church is, as this one is, obviously not regulated, obviously nobody watching what's going on.
Yeah.
But these children can walk up the street to church.
Yeah, well, I don't buy that as an excuse. I mean, if there aren't many non-denominational places for these people to go, then I'd like to say that, you know, that's on us to do that. But it's a community thing. I mean, but I don't think
it is a community thing,
right?
For people to come forward and to make more places for people to avail themselves of that are non-denominational, that aren't functioning with the church,
right?
And the communities really do need to step forward and do
right.
that. I set up a garden for children at a Montessori school as an after-school project.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an after-school project that's been going on for about 10 years now. So you can take it upon yourself and make a change.
Yeah, you have to get involved.
I had to get dirty, but what the heck? It was one of the greatest experiences of my lifetime.
Mm. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the little buggers are still doing it.
Yep. So there are things to do. I mean, it's just, but just using the church as an alternative or the only alternative is a mistake. We went a little off topic on this one, but the thing boils down to this guy made he should not have built this church because he was in the wrong here, and he should go to jail. I think we all agree on that, don't we not?
Yes.
Okay, there we go.
I'm sorry. The Greek said yes for everybody.
Yeah, no, we... Okay. No, we went way off topic. I literally drive by every morning. Like, if I put my head to it, I'd probably drive by like 6 churches just between here and another city. And it's even one out in the middle of nowhere, there's one. So, I mean, you can't literally swing a dead cat in this state without hitting a church or a bar, you know.
Oh, not in my hometown. There's 80,000 people. There's 400 churches and counting.
No, there you can't swing a dead mouse, because you'd swing a dead mouse, you'd hit a church.
I'd hit the cat first.
No, the mouse is smaller. You're going to hit him faster. You're not going to hit him as fast. So, but if you get to hit use a dead cat.
Every street I turn down, there's another freaking church.
Yep. Yeah.
Drives me nuts.
Yeah. I think that we shouldn't have so many churches in this country. I mean, it's just they're springing up everywhere. They're like weeds.
Well, it's easier than you think to start a church.
Yeah.
To just go online and pay a couple $100, and you got yourself a license to set up a church.
Oh, yeah. Well, this guy didn't even do that.
No, he didn't. And Crystal mentioned that from the get-go.
Right. And she's right. He should have, and she agrees with me that he should have gotten a permit, and that's all there was to it.
Because he could just be scamming for donations, like she said.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Exactly. He could just be a scammer. And there's no doubt of my mind, that's because he didn't take the proper channels. That's probably exactly what he did, because he's not taking the proper...
Wants to go under the radar.
Yeah, exactly. A little under the table, you know. Don't want to report it.
Yeah. Little pension.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No.
I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just high on life.
I stand... When I want to get high on life, I stand on a chair.
At least I'm not in left field.
No, my week has been, I'm so far in the left field, I'm screaming, going, "Hey, throw the ball over here!"
I throw like a girl.
Well, imagine that.
I don't.
Go vaginas.
All right, well, let's get into our next topic. Whoa. Our funny tweet tonight comes from Only Gracie. That's O-N-L-Y-G-R-A-C-I-E. And she says, "Took my car in to have the tire repaired. Mechanic asked me if I got nailed or screwed." Pardon?
Oy vey.
Get bolt.
I know what he meant. I know what the guy...
Crystal, help me.
I know what the guy meant, but, you know, but if you go to a woman walks into the tires and, "Did you get nailed or screwed?" What? I don't think that's any of your business.
Talk to the women in Tongolese or whatever. Yeah. Talk to a cranky Greek woman named Medusa.
Yeah, that's about it, too. Medusa, your thoughts?
Well, you know, jack me on my car bill, and you know what I'll do. It'd turn you to stone.
Yes.
Be the last car you ever tune up again, buddy.
Hi, Holly.
Hey, Crystal, your thoughts?
Oh, I think that was funny. I would have probably given him an answer.
I wonder what you would have said.
Oh, to be a fly.
Just kidding.
Just take a little camera and wait for someone to say that. What would you say?
I think I'll have to panic out the next time I go in.
There you go. I would have said, if it had been me, I would have said, "Why, are you asking me on a date or something?"
Because I'm going to withhold sex from you.
That's right.
Because if Romney gets elected, you'll never get screwed again.
Oh, we should do that in this country. Oh, that'd be perfect. That'd be perfect. No, anybody that votes for Romney is not getting sex for a year.
That's right. Including. And we're going to put like a, you know, they put ankle bracelets on criminals. We're going to put a chastity belt on you for a year that goes beep. There.
Or even 4 years, you know.
I just want to rule 7 million people, that's all. My way, like Frank Sinatra.
There you go, do it your way, exactly. All right, let's get into our shout-out for this evening.
Hey, you guys!
Our shout-out this evening comes from Crystal, and her shout-out is for Lobster Quotes, LOBSTERQUOTES. Crystal, can you tell us a little bit about Lobster Quotes?
I would be more than honored to tell you about Lobster Quotes. Now, I've got a bunch of followers, and I find them all fascinating for different reasons, and I love them all. I really do. Lobster Quotes is a guy named Scott. Mm-hmm. He lives up in the Maine area. And as you all know, that kind of is my thing. I do love quotes and the mm-hmm. such, and so does he.
Does he tell you, I got to ask you, does he tell you about how to make sure the butter goes over the lobster properly?
Oh, and he tells you all about it.
It'll be time for your spanking after the show.
Ooh, yeah. Woo. Spanking time.
He talks about all the lobster bakes they have and the corn. Oh, it makes me just like starving every time I talk to him.
So he talks about food.
He will just talk about food. The thing that's wonderful about Scott, I tell you, is he does relate to the people that are following him. He's very interactive. He loves to have conversations with people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think for me personally, I get a lot out of his quotes. He pulls quotes that are long buried ones and things that when I feel like maybe I'm just needing a little oomph in the day,
mm-hmm.
I will go to Scott's page almost every time and find something that's inspirational, something that will pick me up. I think today's world where we have politics and religion and sex and negative, that it is so refreshing to find somebody that you will not find one negative thing on his timeline.
Oh, that's nice.
And to talk with him, he's just a beautiful soul and a sweet person. And it really, it would thrill him to get a follow from you guys. So
sure.
Do give him a follow. Just tell him Crystal sent you. He's a bud.
I did.
Yeah, and make sure he sends me a lobster. No, actually, I don't like. I'd rather have. I don't like lobster. I've tried.
You get a spanking, not a lobster.
He says that if we don't like lobster, it was because it was not prepared the right way.
Ah, well, have him prepare one, send it to me, and then I'll reheat it. No.
and then we can really give him some promo, huh?
There you go.
He's only got like a gazillion followers, but you know, we could still boost that a little bit.
Sure, why
he's
not?
Really, he's a really great guy, really, really wonderful man.
Sure. Yeah, if you're out there and you're on Twitter, if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? Give Lobster Quotes a follow. That's L-O-B, I'll start that again. It's L-O-B-S-T-E-R-Q-U-O-T-E-S. And tell him that you heard him on the show. Okay, let's get into our question of the week.
Excuse me.
I have a question,
sir.
What are you doing? I'm asking a question.
Our question from last week what do you think is the most important life lesson you've learned? And the questions or the replies we had from last week are, pull it up here. We had three. Crystal, you said you threw another one in there?
I did.
Okay, well, I generally try. Give us all time to talk on the show, but I guess you wanted to throw another one in there. But I'll read yours in here in a second then. The question was, or the replies were from one from Sullivan, two from Wizard of Todd, because he just wanted to get two more in there. So Sullivan said, the most important life lesson that I should have the biggest role in defining myself and my life, not other people or belief systems, which I think is a great quote. The first one here is a little bit more on the comedic side. He says, there is no problem in life so large that it can't be solved with suitable application of highly explosive material.
I like that one.
I said
Carlton that, overachiever.
Yeah,
he's got an answer.
Yeah, I say quite a bit. You know, if you can't fix it, find a bigger hammer or you know a sufficient size of dynamite. But his serious one was his. The truth is not always as beautiful, but the search for it is. So yeah. I agree with that. That's the search for the question is always the answer is always the best thing instead of having the thing there. So, or the thing, you know, the thing and the thing. So, Crystal, you had one. You wanted to throw an extra one in there. Says things are not always as they appear to be. Your perception of people, events, or situations can sometimes rob you of many wonderful experiences. Oh, that's kind of nice.
My grandpa told me one. When I was very young, it's very simple. It's a Greek proverb.
Mm-hmm.
Treat everybody with tolerance, compassion, and understanding, and you'll have no enemies.
Right. Well, unfortunately, I try to do that, and I get enemies regardless.
So. Yeah, I do too.
Yes.
Medusa,
just wait a second. Crystal's trying to speak here. Go ahead, Crystal.
The quote that I sent to you was from a follower and somebody that listens to the show.
Oh, it's not from you. It's from, I see. It's
That was from D438.
Oh, yeah, all right. It's DI438. Okay, that's what you meant by that. Okay, it's not from you per se then. It says, all right, that's what they said. I gotcha. Okay. All right.
Yes, that's from D.
Oh, all right. I gotcha. All right. Thank you, D. D438. How you doing, D?
I found her.
Okay, the question for this week is if you were to travel to the future to rebuild human civilization, and this is from Joe, if you could travel to the future and rebuild human civilization and can only take 3 books with you, what 3 books would you take? Joe kind of sent me an answer, what his answer would be to this. I know he's not here tonight, because he's in the process of middle of moving. But he said he would take, this is not mine, this is his. He said he would take the Bible, the Quran, and Dianetics. Because, he says, because I'm an asshole. He's going to screw them over. Medusa, what 3, if you were to travel to the future civilization and rebuild the human civilization, what 3 books would you take?
Well, I have to pick out of about 10,000 volumes I have in my personal library. Golly gee willikers. Just three. Okay. The Oxford English Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
Because it has every possible word in it in the world.
Yeah.
You could fart and there would be a word in there. I would be bored, so I would want to have something to do. So I would take my book, 536 Puzzles and Curious Problems.
Okay, that's interesting.
I would take that one.
Okay.
And I would take Will and Ariel Durant's History of Civilization, which technically is 17 volumes long, but stitched all together, they could be one book.
Hmm, there you go. All right.
And that would cover everything, and you could rebuild society from that.
Sure. There you go.
I'm always too flippin' serious.
Oh, there you go. Crystal, what would you take if you had to travel to the future to rebuild human civilization? What 3 books would you take?
First of all, Joe, that was an excellent question when you listened to this. I think that I would take To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee because that's
good book.
My favorite book. I would take my Bible. And I would take my own journal because I would want to keep track of what I was doing.
Interesting.
Very good.
Interesting. If I were to travel to the future and to rebuild civilization, I would take something by Richard Dawkins with the God Delusion.
Oh.
And I would take something by Christopher Hitchens. I'm not sure. I know he's got a lot of books. I haven't actually read too many of them, but I would also take the other book by Julia Sweeney. I forget the name of it. I had the audiobook, I just can't remember the name of it. But she wrote a book about how she came out of religion and everything. So I would take that. That would be my 3rd book I would take. So, And if you would have an answer to the tonight's question, if you would travel to the future and rebuild civilization and could only take three books with you, what three books would they be? Just drop it in the comment section below over on YouTube, or send it to me or Crystal or Joe or Medusa on Twitter. And and if you're not on Twitter, why aren't you? Just give them a follow or give them a shout. Okay, that's it for us tonight. If you want to get tonight's stories, go to packerpokesat.wordpress.com. And while you're there at packerpokesat.wordpress.com, there's a donation button there. And if you can't make a donation, and money's tight, there is a link on the page. Because of the rules that WordPress has, you have to actually copy and paste it into a browser window and then just click on it. You'll get an ad for about 6-7 seconds, and then just click skip. It'll take you back to packerpokesat.wordpress.com again, and that'll generate literally less than a few pennies for the show, but at least it'll be something to help the show out. And I'll be posting the link on my Twitter account, which is at packerpokes, which is packardsonic, or packard_sonic at Twitter. That's PACKARD_SONIC. And if you want to reach us on Twitter, like I said, if you want to reach on Twitter, if you want to reach Medusa on Twitter, you can reach Medusa as
Medusa Rants, MEDUSA_RANTC.
All right. And if you want to reach Crystal on Twitter, you can reach Crystal on Twitter as
Crystal Says So. That's CRYSTALSAYSSO.
Yes. And Crystal, she does say so. And you got listeners, she said, because she said so.
That's right.
She do.
If you want to, if you want to get the show announcements, go the on Twitter. It's Packard Pokeset, all one word, no spaces. And I just gave you my Twitter account as well. So if you want to reach them, please give us a follow, and we'll talk to you. We talk to anybody, and unless you're some kind of crazy ass nut job, in which case then we might still talk to you. We'll just.
I'll still talk to you.
Oh yeah.
I'll always talk to you.
I talk to crazy ass nut jobs all the time.
Pot calling the kettles black.
Yes.
Oh, just put a tea cozy on his head and ignore him.
There you go. But and believe me, I get my fair share of crazy nut jobs, especially when, you know, they all come from Leo Laporte's followers. But that's a whole other story. I won't get into that right now.
I'm looking it up.
It's too bizarre to even think about. And starting in September, we will be leaving Justin TV, going back over to Ustream. The account over there will be it'll be the same, basically it's almost the same address. It'll be Ustream.tv/channels/PackardPokesat. Due to the quality issues of having over here, and Justin TV cannot step up to do the job, so we're going to be switching over to that service in 2 weeks. So you have 2 weeks. We're going to be here next week. It won't be September 7th. It'll be September 14th. We'll be here September 7th. It'll be September 14th. I'm sorry. So mark that on your calendars that we will be moving to Ustream. I don't know, it's Ustream.com, Ustream, just Google Ustream, and we'll be over there on the 14th. So this will be the last 2 weeks we're going to spend over here for right now until they step up their game. All right, well, this has been Packard Pokes. And then my voice cracks. Nice. This has been Packard Pokes. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.